Support for this public radio podcast comes from the Society for Human Resource Management, which also sponsors PBS's CEO Exchange, online at shrm.org. And by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, providing the financial expertise that helps both our members and our communities thrive. Thrivent Financial. Let's thrive.
The Proverbial Thanksgiving Retail Stories.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. There's not much in the way of business news to tell you this morning, except the fact that the Dow was down 211 points, but that was yesterday. The same thing happens on this day every year. While much of the nation is powering down, a slice of it is gearing up. Today's the day you're supposed to eat yourself silly, and tomorrow's the day they're hoping you'll go shopping. Alisa Roth says the twist is that this year, tomorrow's encroaching on today.
It's not your imagination. I know, it seems like the Halloween candy's barely been discounted, but...
cutting prices and putting up decorations and trying to convince all the radio stations to play the holiday music early is, I think, part and parcel of the attempts to make sure that the sales start and keep going.
Economist Joel Naroff says stores are discounting early, hoping to avoid panic sales on Christmas Eve. But look at some of the brazen sales tactics out there, and you might think stores are trying to induce panic in their customers. CompUSA started an online sale at 12:01 this morning. Their retail stores are open from 9 to midnight tonight. Don't worry about missing Thanksgiving dessert. They're handing out pumpkin pie. Attention, Kmart shoppers. Those stores opened at 7 this morning, and JCPenney and Kohl's stores will be open at 4 a.m. tomorrow. No excuses for not maxing out your credit cards. In New York, I'm Alisa Roth for Marketplace.
For those of us who'll do anything we can to avoid stores, particularly shopping malls, that's why they invented the internet. Andrew Phelps says there's some information circulating online that retailers didn't want you to see.
You could scan the paper today for tempting Black Friday specials, or you could have gone to Brad Olson's website 2 months ago. GotADeal.com is one of many sites with bootlegged copies of circular ads.
Now you have weeks, if not sometimes months, to go through the ads and compare prices and look up reviews on certain things to see if it's, you know, a good product you want to buy.
Like a Barbie MP3 player at Walmart for less than $50. Someone leaked the Walmart ad months ago. It was on Olson's site Monday morning. He thinks it's free advertising for Walmart. But Scott Krugman of the National Retail Federation says it could actually hurt the company.
They're taking proprietary information from a retailer and putting that retailer at a competitive disadvantage by, one, alerting their competition of what the pricing will be in advance, and, two, potentially providing false information to their consumers.
Olson's website warns its postings should be considered strictly rumors. I'm Andrew Phelps for Marketplace.
Of course, online shopping doesn't burn many calories. Walking the malls only eats up a couple hundred. Gold's Gym says anyone who wants to work out for real tomorrow can come to one of its 500 gyms across the country for free. That news comes from the desk of shamelessly opportunistic marketing ploys.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Introducing ThriveQ, an online tool that helps you know where you stand on your path to retirement. More at ThriveQ.com. By Siemens. From grade school to grad school, Siemens supports America's next generation of innovators with Student Science Days, plus scholarships and awards for students, schools, and teachers. And by BNY Mellon Wealth Management, since 1784, helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com.
On this day dedicated to food, you're probably grateful for your sense of taste. What about your sense of smell? Rachel Hertz has just written a book called The Scent of Desire. She says smell is the retailer's dream.
Cinnabon is a classic example, which uses the scent of its fabulous cinnamon buns to lure passersby to want to have a cinnamon bun. Actually, KFC is another one who's recently gotten on this bandwagon, and Exxon on the Run. They have been adding a coffee scent to their brewing kiosks, and apparently sales have increased 55% for coffee. So this is the example of literal scent marketing, where you use the scent that's obviously connected to what you're selling in order to augment sales.
Back to the Cinnabon KFC example, those places, they're enhancing the smell of their already existing smells that are coming out of the stores with the food they're making?
That's right. So they're either using their own real smells, or they're actually using synthetics that are being pumped out into the environment where they're being sold. So you can kind of tell, depending upon if they're actually really cooking in the establishment, or if it's in a place like a sterile mall where they couldn't possibly be doing any baking, and yet you're still getting this overwhelming aroma of cinnabon, let's just say.
Wild. Why don't you tell me a little bit about this bus shelter incident?
What happened there is it was the Got Milk, very successful advertising campaign that decided what it should do is add the scent of chocolate chip cookies. And what they did was this sort of blitz of scenting bus shelters in and around San Francisco. And the San Francisco commuting board basically pulled it instantly from their bus shelters. People were worried about what was the smell. You know, they didn't know what it was. And that's one of the issues with smell. If you don't know what it is, people are very suspicious about it.
Let me ask you about Iowa State and the pajamas.
In this particular case, they used two scents as a comparison. Both were rated as equally pleasant, but only one of them was able to augment the perceived value and desire to buy what in this case was a mock retail environment of women's pajamas and nightgowns and so forth, satin sleepwear. And what's interesting is that it's not just a pleasant scent, but a scent that is perceived as conceptually congruent with the items being sold that will yield a positive outcome.
What does the bedroom smell like? You also talk a little bit about olfactorily digitized cell phones.
Yeah, so this is an odd new invention that's come out of Japan, and you'll be able to digitize a scent that's in your environment and send it through your cell phone so that your friends can smell what you're smelling. So you're on the beach in Hawaii drinking a pina colada, and you pick that scent up and you send it to your jealous friends who are sitting in the snow at home in Wisconsin. It doesn't exist yet, but the idea is that it could possibly be something of the future.
Rachel Hertz is the new book of the Scent of Desire in Los Angeles. I'm Waking Up, and I'm Lisa Napoli. Happy Thanksgiving.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.